Hey everyone, Shanna here. We have Dakota here in the studio. We're going to ask him a couple of questions. So Dakota is my husband. We've been married for just about 7 years. So I'm going to ask him some questions just for your entertainment. We'll see what his answers are. Okay? Dakota, say hi.
Hey. 7 years, holy smokes. Wow.
I think I just blew him away, folks. Anyway, he can play shy sometimes, but don't let him fool you. He's not really that shy. Anyway, so here's the first question. What is your quirky pet peeve? Ooh, that's a tough one. He's giving the scowl face.
Touching while I'm trying to sleep.
Ooh. Like me?
More like anything. You, the kids.
Right.
Touching me while I'm trying to sleep is not... It usually just irritates me really bad.
Right, so you have your own personal bubble when you're trying to go to sleep?
Unless I'm starting to get stressed out, in which case I have to touch somebody.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I totally understand that. Okay, next question. Are you of the naughty or nice variety?
Nice.
Nice? Ooh.
I'm not naughty a lot.
Can you expound on your niceness?
Well, let's see. I've never been to the principal's office.
Shoot.
For anything except for a reward.
Ooh. Teacher's pet.
I've never been in a fist fight.
Probably because you would somebody. You would win.
No, because I'm too nice to do it.
Okay.
Because people have swung at me before, I just never reacted the way they expected.
Right.
Is that expound enough?
Yeah, I think so. Like, you're just a nice guy. You're not gonna pick fights.
Nah.
You're gonna talk nice to people. You're gonna hold open doors for people.
I like to give compliments more than negativity.
Okay, yeah, you're definitely nice. Okay, so next question. What celebrity do you have a secret crush on? Ooh.
Hmm. It's changed.
Oh, shoot.
Over the years.
You can give a couple answers if you want, or you can do the most recent.
Oh, man.
Be careful, your wife isn't listening.
I know.
I'm totally kidding.
Most recent would actually probably be that, I don't remember her name. The girl from Cobra Kai.
Okay. LaRusso?
Yeah.
LaRusso daughter?
Yep,
or
LaRusso's
whatever?
Daughter, yep.
Okay, there you go. All right. Well, that's cool. Okay,
because she's super confident and self-disciplined.
And she's super sweet.
Yeah.
I think she's nice. Okay,
and
so...
And honest. She's super honest.
That is true. And she has a good dad.
Yeah.
Sometimes nice boys like the girls with good dads. Okay, next question. What moment sticks out for you as your most embarrassing experience ever?
Just a couple minutes ago.
When you talked about your celebrity crush?
Just seconds ago when I talked about my celebrity crush.
That's endearing,
hopefully
though.
I can still watch the show.
I'm just like, how old are you?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
I like older ladies, too. I just can't think of something recently that we've watched with
Caroline Pierce. Australian fitness lady.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, she's pretty.
This is the wife coming out, not the...
Yeah, and even back to the celebrities, some of the older ones, we haven't watched a whole lot of stuff with older actors in it.
Right, that's true. Mostly, like, the high school dramas
or at least anybody that acts like older actors. Right. Like, they've been trained to act like a high school kid or something.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, she's definitely older than high school. I totally get that.
What was the question again?
The embarrassing...
Embarrassing moment. Yeah. Oh, man. Probably today. Or the other day. When I didn't work out that morning.
Oh, right.
That was embarrassing.
You mean just in front of me? Or just embarrassing to yourself or to your goals? To your...
All three.
Oh, okay.
Embarrassing to my goals, to myself... And to you.
Oh.
Because I didn't do what I usually do in the mornings.
Right. But I do have to say, like, okay, so this is just a little side point for, like, wife is taking over, like...
A little random thread.
Yeah, a little random thread here for you. Thanks. So, Dakota usually jumps ropes or runs every morning. He usually always stretches, but he usually jump ropes and runs. But the last couple mornings, it has been super, super cold, and we don't really have a place inside to where he can jump rope or run. So he has been stretching. And then in the evenings, we work out together. We work our arms and our core and stuff together. So the reason why he feels a little embarrassed, as he said, is because he hasn't been jump roping or running like he usually does. But he does get his workout in. Okay, so next question. I'll give you a couple more and then you're off the hook. What would be the one meal you could eat every single day and never get bored?
Oh, dang. Didn't we do this already today?
No. Hashtag check out our YouTube channel. Grabbers.
Except this was on you that
time. This was my question.
Oh, man, it would... I have three really particular meals that I like. Burritos, chili dogs, and biscuits and gravy.
Oh, man.
I don't think I could eat biscuits and gravy for very long.
Right.
It's just super rich.
Super rich. I was about to say that, yeah.
And chili dogs, to a certain extent, texture-wise, could get really old.
Right.
Hot dogs and hot dog buns.
Right. Hot dogs in general could probably get...
And super. When you have chili dogs the way I do, sometimes a hot dog bun gets a little soggy.
That is true. Lots of chili.
Yeah. So I would have to say burritos. I could do burritos for a long time before I got bored, especially if we had different things in the burrito.
Right. You mix it up a little bit every day.
Yeah, it's just a burrito. You could put anything in burrito.
Right. I'd actually have to agree.
Before you can't call it a burrito, you've exhausted a lot of resources.
Super true. Anything wrapped in a tortilla could be considered a burrito.
Yeah.
Super true. Okay, so last question, and it better be juicy.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever been caught in your birthday suit accidentally?
No.
No. Ooh. Dang. We wanted juice here on Random Threads. Because
the only time I would have ever been caught... No, I wouldn't have even been caught accidentally because I always tell you when I'm going to take a shower.
Oh, well, not from your wife. People want juicy stuff.
Well, then absolutely not from my wife.
Okay. Not even like in school when you were like changing out of your gym clothes, or if you were in swim class and you were changing out of your swimsuit, or if you were like at the lake one time, or at a public swimming pool, or nothing?
Not that I know of.
Dudes, he was right. He is a nice guy.
I know that I was caught in my whitey tidies one time.
Ooh.
And got made fun of for a while.
Okay, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Dang.
That was in gym class or whatever.
Oh. See, that sucks. Bullies.
But I don't remember
bullies.
Ever being caught in my birthday suit ever, other than you. Not even by my parents, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Just from the doctor pulling you out of the womb and slapping your ass. Happy birthday, baby.
Girl, you're crazy.
I know.
I'm like, what?
Anyway, so... We were happy to talk to you today. That was Dakota and Shayna with Random Threads. Have a great rest of your day.